today, mate. It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, getting another hour of conversation started. This time with our friend, and I say our friend. He's my friend. He's Jennifer's friend. He is everybody's friend. Anybody who gets to know Uri is one of the friendliest people. Uri Geller is here. One of the most enticing, one of the most interesting, charismatic people.
Inspirational. That's my favorite.
He helps make people's lives better. He's been studied by every scientist you can imagine. I was talking about you, Uri, over the weekend with someone who was doing a project in Stanford.
Yes.
And it went back to 1974, about the time that you were examined by the people at Stanford. And it had to do with UFOs and mind control and something. And I said that I thought you were part of the reason. And I wish I could remember all of the conversation, but it was interesting because in this circumstance, we always think of these big university almost factories as doing things that are supposedly according to the scientific method. You know, my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here on this program, is very much into evidence-based medicine. So when you come along and do things that are unexplainable, like bending keys, or you look into the television screen and say, work, and you're talking to people about their broken watches or their broken toaster or their broken washing machine, and 1, 2, 3, work. And everybody puts their mind behind it. 1, 2, 3, work. You know, and it works. And how does this happen?
Yeah, you know, going back to 1972, it's very interesting because, as you know, the CIA got me out of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And in 1972, they took me to California to Stanford Research Institute, which then turned to Stanford University. And I went through amazing tests for a long time in many different arenas, mind, power, telepathy, extrasensor perception. They wanted to see if I could influence a little weight that was on an electronic scale. They wanted to see if I can bend metal under running water. Now, all this was filmed by the American Defense Department, and for many decades they kept it in their CIA vaults.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, I mentioned this last time, they just released it into public domain, and I got the film on my website. It's incredibly interesting. You know, it has that old grain of 1972.
Right,
but having
authentic.
Having gone through these tests, throughout the years, I really discovered that there's nothing better than becoming someone who can actually motivate and inspire other people, not necessarily with spoon bending. Because when I get an email today, I get 300 emails a day. So when a teenager emails me and says, oh, Mr. Geller, we saw the Matrix, we saw Keanu Reeves bending a spoon, and can you teach us to do this? And you asked how. So my first response is forget spoon bending. Forget it. It's not important. Instead, you know, become a positive thinker, believe in yourself, focus on school, create a target goal to go to university, think of success, never smoke, don't touch drugs. Really, that's my basic message today.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said 1, 2, 3, work, and I do it in every country. I'm right now in my series in Sweden, and I have a gentleman here, a young man who is a reporter who writes for the biggest tabloid in Sweden called Aftonbladet. And I remember already in 1972 and 3, Aftonbladet had me on the cover. So the paper is still around, and I'm doing a home story. They're photographing me here. What, by the way, what's your name?
Torbjörn.
His name is Torbjörn, so he's interviewing me. And the same thing happened in Sweden. I said 1, 2, 3. Watches started ticking.
Yep.
And then I did the seed sprouting. And you've got to see Canal 5's website. Canal 5 is with a K, canal5.se. Because when I did the seed sprouting, I asked people to bring potatoes, believe it or not, to their television screens. And we've got the most bizarre, unbelievable pictures and films of potatoes sprouting. One of them looked like it sprouted like 2 feet. I mean, it is bizarre. So yeah, in a strange way, I started interactive television. There was nothing of this nature before I came on the scene.
You know, I thought for a long time, we first met in 1994, I think, and I'd heard of you before, but I had not ever paid much attention to you. And somebody said the night I was on KVC Uri Geller is here, and he'd like to go on your program. I said, yeah, tell me more about him. And you know, I'm not usually one who asks for more information. I want to find out from the person who's on the air with me. And I was trying to remember who it was that was in the studio with us. I don't think it was Shippy, your brother-in-law, who always travels with you and is your manager. There was somebody else in the studio with us that night, and I can't remember for the life of me who it was. But I remember as you introduced me to this whole thing of metal bending, mm-hmm. and then I can remember going back and trying to figure out more about you and metal bending or using your mind for stuff, and found that this goes way, way, way back. It isn't like you were the originator of metal bending. There have been people who have done it before. What you've done is have people become more familiar using those techniques or that inspiration to basically persuade people that they can do most anything that they want to. See, because you're really a mentalist, the television show The Mentalist. You really are. That you take things that are around and put them all together so that people see what power they have in their mind.
Well, I got to correct you there. The metal bending really started with me. I am the originator because no one bent spoons before I came on the scene at a very young age. Now, what I did find out, and incredibly, what a discovery, is that there are very old books, there are hundreds of years old, that talk about mediumship and poltergeist. And in some books, there's an American book called The Bell's Witches, and you read in this book that spoons were flying in the air and bending, mm-hmm. which is quite extraordinary, because I thought no one ever saw a spoon bending. So I kind of brought that into and instilled it into world culture, because like The Matrix, like Kenny Rogers and Johnny Cash, who sing about spoon bending, Michael Stipe from R.E.M., Incubus, the band, kind of mentioning me in their song. So I find it quite amazing and kind of humorous that a rather trivial demonstration of a spoon bending managed to infiltrate into world culture. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting how the line in The Matrix goes when Keanu Reeves watches the spoon bend, the child tells him, there is no spoon. And he says, there is no spoon. Mm-hmm. And the child says, it's your mind that bends. Mm. I love that.
For some reason or other, I don't know why I thought that, but I thought that there had been a spoon, not spoons, but no, other metal objects that had been bent before.
Do you remember when we went to NBC and I introduced you to Jay Leno?
Oh, my God. That was, for those who, we've told the story a couple of times, Uri had been invited to come back to The Tonight Show. As Jay was the host, and I was with him and his brother-in-law and my son, Brendan. The four of us were in the green room together, and you went in to see Tim Robbins to try to get him to do something because Jay was trying to get you online, and I had never seen you more nervous in my life because what had happened before when you were on The Tonight Show.
But, you know, Tim Robbins, amazing actor. Most actors are very open-minded, by the way, Doug. I learned that throughout the last 40 years. Pilots and actors and singers are always open-minded. You can hardly find an actor or a pilot that would be skeptic. No, they are just total believers. And every time, you know, in the last four flights that I flew to Sweden, to Stockholm, which is a beautiful, gorgeous city.
Yeah, great
Sweden
country.
One of the most beautiful countries that I've ever been to.
Yeah.
You know, the pilots come out from the cockpit and they demand the spoon bending. And then I tweet the picture on Twitter and on Facebook, and I get emails back and asking me who is flying the plane.
Yeah. By the way, those Twitter, you can find Uri's latest twit pics. If you go to urigeller.com, you'll see what he's talking about, and it's easy to sort of follow him there or go to Twitter.
Twitter is Geller Uri.
Yes, that's right. It's Geller
that's
Uri.
That's who you follow, yeah.
It really is amazing, just to spend a moment on this before we run out of time, the impact of Facebook and Twitter as I look at some of the ideas that people are bringing to me to bring us all together. Twitter is being used to bring people together all around the world. And I can't help but think those of us who, like you, Uri, and Jennifer, and all the others that we are connected to in the circle who want things to be well as we evolve into better situations for all people. Part of the help is the things that people can learn or do on Twitter and Facebook.
We all hope and pray that all these uprisings in the Arab countries are moving towards a positive direction. And a lot of this started with the social networks, Twitters and Facebooks, etc., and the Internet, in order to gather millions of people and send these messages of freedom and peace. Mm-hmm. So we really hope that that's what will happen. You never know, though. But I'm a great believer in the power of prayer, a great believer in the power of positive thinking and empowerment, and so are you, and I'm sure Jennifer is too.
Well, it's the collective. It's the collective thought that has strength. And by the way, you can apply the same things that Uri talks about in any number of his books, the mental focus. It is something that we all have the capacity to do, whether you get yourself into that train of thought, I guess, is
absolutely
another question. Yeah.
And Doug, most of my books are available to read free of charge on my website, because there are millions of people around the world who really can't afford to buy a book, and that's why I decided to upload them, and you can download all my books free. And I think you'll derive incredibly positive and inspiring information, especially in a little book called Uri Geller's Little Book of Mind Power.
Just
get on my website, go to the book. It's free. Read it and be inspired and change your life for the better.
UriGeller.com, UriGeller.com. Uri, always great to have you here to get people's minds working and people in a better place. And for that, we are thankful. Have a wonderful week. Uri, on Good Day at 18 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing the windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the fire just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
It struck me yesterday. I was home, and of course, you know, Telemundo or Univision is on at our house, whatever channel they have it on. Right. My wife and my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And
turncoat. People like you who caused the problem in our country, Rich.
What problem is that?
The problem of having too many people who don't speak our language is your fault.
And so is that. Yes. I'm the problem.
You are the problem.
English. Who needs that? I'm never going to England.
Fall asleep listening to this.
No way.
Under any stretch of anybody's imagination. I like that part of it as much as anything else. All right, time for our 2020 news quiz. Dexy's Midnight Riders and Goodnight Irene. A little snippet of
or
a song. Which, what'd I say?
Irene.
What'd I say?
You said Irene. It's Eileen.
Well.
Come on, Eileen.
I'm exercising my Japanese.
Wait, do you say Irene to this song?
Irene. I've always said Irene to this song.
I love that. It's so funny when you find out that the lyrics that you thought were there.
Yeah, it's like Jerry Lewis and the Goodness Gracious. Jerry Lee Lewis, the Goodness Gracious, Great Balls of Fire with the real lyric line is there. 25 after the hour. Jennifer and Doug here. Richie is off sick today. Michael is at the controls. Roberta's on vacay. And so here we are watching out for you. 2020 News Quiz question. Filing done yesterday, last night, except for Massachusetts. Filing got to be done by midnight tonight. Okay. So I'm going to, we have the top 10 big voice announcer there, Michael. And we have the top 10 music. I'm going to give you.
And Come On, Irene is not one of them.
No, not at all. The last, I'm going to ask you to focus for a minute. Okay, Jennifer? Your mind must be in gear right now. Give me the top 10 cities with the most late filers, last minute filers, starting with number 10.
Number 10,
Dallas.
Number 9,
Los Angeles.
Baker. Number 8,
San Diego.
Number 7,
Seattle.
Number 6,
San Francisco.
Number 5,
San Antonio.
Number 4,
Austin.
Number 3,
New York.
Number 2,
Chicago.
Number 1,
that's what you have to tell me for the prize. What city in our country has the most last-minute tax filers? 800-510-8255.
Do we get a hint?
A hint. So let's see here. There are other cities on this list in that state.
Okay.
All right. So that kind of narrows it down a little bit.
So Texas, New York, California, or Washington.
All right. That's it. I'm not giving you more hints.
All right.
800-510-8255. What city in the country has the most last-minute filers? Those people who are hitting at 11:59:59, click, the e-filing for their taxes. Or some accountant was doing that somewhere, or you got to the post office to make sure it was postmarked before midnight. What city was more of that action taking place
yesterday, last night, than any other place in our country. 800-510-8255. Apparently, math errors have become a big problem for those who do their own taxes. I find that to be kind of interesting.
Math errors are a problem just for me in general.
I know, but a lot of people wait till the last minute. It's the old, that's what Americans are best known for.
Yeah, procrastination.
Procrastination. It was procrastination, I know. Yeah, maybe that helps you, maybe it doesn't. Open
I
up
liked
your
it.
Brain. You like that? Okay. Right. It's too late for the documentation. Only thing we can do in review is to be interested in finding out which city has the most last-minute tax filers. 800-510-8255. The list again: Dallas, L.A., San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco, San Antonio, Austin, New York, Chicago, and the number one city with the most last-minute filers. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. We don't expect a lot out of flying coach these days, but in reality, there are some coach seats that are really better than others, and I'm not talking about the bulkhead seats or the exit row. You know, those exit row and bulkhead seats are great options on short-haul flights, but on longer flights, they're not a great deal. We're talking seat backs that don't recline, immovable armrests, and your legs might be pressed up against the wall. The only reason I have a bulkhead seat is for young kids, so if they want to kick somebody, they're not kicking me. On United, Delta, and American 757s, the secret seats are either 9A and 9F or 10A and 10F. Why? Because there are no seats in front of them. You've got a window seat that you can actually get up and walk in front of you on. You don't have to climb over anybody else. On British Airways 747s, it's actually the middle seat that you want, way in the back of the plane. Seat 51B, 52J. You know why? Because they're not three rows across. Just two. That means the seat next to you doesn't exist. Lots of extra legroom. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Time is 33 after the hour. Used to hearing me say that. Jennifer Horn is here. No vacations for us.
Nope.
No days off for us.
Nope.
This is time for me to share your life with everybody else. That's the idea. I'm a conduit.
You're going to share my life with everybody else?
I am, Jennifer. Okay. You're on the hot seat. We're looking for the city that has the most last-minute filers. Got a guess, 800-510-8255. The hint I gave you is that from the other nine cities, you can find a trend. It's one of the states that has other representation. So we have Dallas, L.A., San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco, San Antonio, Austin, New York, Chicago. So it's either going to be Texas, California, Washington State, or Illinois. Or New York. All right?
New York.
So 800-510-8255. Let's see. Steve, what city do you think has the most last-minute tax filers? Steve's taking a nap. All right, let's keep going, Michael. Robert, you're on. Good day. Hello.
Corrected me.
Hello.
My name is Bob, and I'm from St. Augustine, Florida, and I said Philadelphia.
Good for you, sir. You understand everything so clearly and so well. Bob from St. Augustine told Michael, and that's the wrong answer, sir, but thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. What I get a kick out of with people when they call.
Because you do this for a living, but people get nervous when they call in. You have to be understanding.
Yeah, I am very understanding.
No,
get your
that's
act
your
together,
name.
Will you please?
Doug Understanding Stefan.
Right, that's it. Mr. Understanding. Call me Mr. Understandable. The idea of people understanding what's going on, to go one step further with that, when people call, I do not answer the phone. When Michael or, I guess, Dana, I don't know who's there, Peter?
Dan.
Dan, he's there, too. Okay, so when people call, they think, I mean, is this Doug? That's what they say right away. Or if Richie's there, oftentimes they say, is this Richie? Because sometimes Richie does answer the phone.
Yeah, sometimes
I never answer the phone. I'm not the first line of defense here. The
you
first
should,
line
though, one day. We should all switch roles.
Switch jobs.
That would be
yeah,
fun.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. I do
Maybe
not answer the phone.
Maybe next April Fool's Day.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
So when you come on the air and you say, like I told a screener or like I told a fellow before, Michael, maybe that's something we caution people not to do because it's really boring and it doesn't really speak to what we're talking about. It's like freshness. We want you to start and actually what happens on some more on television programs than on radio programs, the producers whip the crowd or the participants into this frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to watch television shows like The Price is Right, for example, or most of the Tonight Show, any of these shows that have a live audience? There's somebody in front of the audience that has warmed them up. Some of the
warm-up act.
The warm-up act. And then he or she stays there, and they like clap you on. They whip the audience up into this frenzy because nobody in the right mind is going to react just automatically to some of the things that go on without somebody prompting them. And so our producer here is supposed to prompt you to, A, turn your radio off so you don't get confused with the delay, get as little information from you as possible. So don't tell your life story, please, to the screener.
Unless it's a good one.
Well, save it for me or the audience, not me, but the audience ought to hear the story. I'll believe with Michael, when he has the phone, he doesn't care. He doesn't
He doesn't care about you. He likes to talk to people.
Oh, that's not true. He's got lots of
friends. Don't you, Michael?
No, he's not. It's not what he's answering the phone right now, as a matter of fact. Now, don't tell Michael, please. Do not tell Michael your life story. And please don't start the conversation with, I'm 84 years old. People think that they have some entitlement. I'm just getting it all off my chest now.
You really
After
are.
After years of
like
doing
therapy
this,
for you.
I don't care how old you are. I don't want to know how old you are unless I ask you, because it may be pertinent to the conversation. I know sometimes you think it's pertinent to the conversation, but people don't care. Sorry. I know it makes you feel good to tell people that you're 84 years old and you've lasted through all this stuff.
If you're 114,
cool.
You should say that.
If you're 114, that's what the conversation is about, not anything else. But a lot of people make it to be 84. A lot of people make it to be 90. I don't even know how old, I was trying to think as I said that, how old the oldest person was that I ever had on the air, and I don't remember, to be honest with you, how old the oldest person was. But I've had some people in their 90s on the program. No question. If you're articulate, that's great. But your age, believe me, nobody cares. Does that sound harsh? Nobody cares. They want to know what you're thinking. They don't want to know how you got to where you're thinking unless it's something
so
really unusual.
If we make everybody play by these rules, are you going to play by these rules too?
What, I'm not going to talk about my age?
Yeah.
I very infrequently talk about my age.
Well, you do, though, indirectly, because you talk about, now this is the good music. Back in the day,
you're beginning to sound like me. I happen to have my preferences for music. Most of us have preferences for music based on what we grew up with.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You have all of the country stars that you've grown up with that you love. And those people are an important part of your experience. And so you get excited when you hear Trace Adkins do whatever he does. Yeah, see, there it is. I like George Strait. George Strait does it sort of for me. Or some of the old country singers like Eddie Arnold was good. Guy Mitchell never felt more like crying all night because everything's wrong and nothing ain't right.
Never heard of Guy Mitchell.
I'll see. Go Google it. And
I'll Google.
You'll find it.
That's kind of like saying you're 64.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I've done this for 23 years. That's what I'm saying. One way or the other, not important. My age. You
all
know
right,
what?
Fine.
And you've heard me say this over and over again, how much of a BS number age is, because one person can be 35. It's kind of like a piece of equipment. We had a tractor that broke down on the farm yesterday, and my mechanic was said, you know what? You got so much of this old stuff. And I looked at him with my eyebrow raised. I said, you know what? You wouldn't have a job if I didn't have old equipment, number one. Number two, you know as well as I do, the age doesn't mean a thing. Somebody could have a 4 or 5-year-old tractor, never have changed the oil, beaten it to a pulp, and it would be a big piece of junk. And we could find a 35-year-old tractor that is in pristine condition, that has been taken care of wonderfully. You can find that with cars, trucks. You can find it with anything.
Yep, and then you can get a brand new car that is a lemon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, trying to figure out what the city is with the most last-minute tax files. Yvonne, thanks for the call. How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks.
That's good.
How old are you?
I'm trying not to say that.
Thank you.
I heard what you said.
Thank you, Yvonne.
I know. It's so stressful now.
It's very terrible. All right, Yvonne, what do you think in terms of the city with the most last-minute files? What do you think the right city is?
I would say San Francisco.
San Francisco is number six on the list. We already had number six. 10 is Dallas, 9 is L.A., 8 San Diego, Seattle is 7, San Francisco 6, San Antonio 5, Austin 4, New York 3, Chicago 2, and we're looking for number 1. So we'll try Steve for that. Steve, what city do you think is number 1?
I'd say...
How would you figure that out?
It's just a guess.
It is a good guess, too. That's a very good guess, because it is
you.
Houston. Now, one would wonder out loud, why it is that Houston is in that position. What is there about people who live in Houston that makes this city have so many late? 40% of the people in the city or close to it don't file till the last day. That's a lot of people. Where do you live, Steve?
I live in Virginia, Minnesota.
All right. So how? Where? When did you file?
Yesterday.
You did yesterday.
Good for you.
I did.
Do you owe money? Is that why you filed yesterday? Do you owe money?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How much did you owe?
Oh, I can't say that.
You can't? Why, is it a secret? A government secret?
No. Oh. It's a real big secret.
Is it? Is it a real big number?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, okay. Aww. Sorry about that. Well, you know what? You've taken care of it. Now, if, just to sort of probe a little bit more deeply, do you think about where your money is being spent? Does it bother you? Out of every dollar that you've worked hard for, they waste. Does that bother you?
Yes, it does. Bothers me a great deal.
All right, so what are we going to do about it?
Well,
see, that's
pull
it.
Some other people in.
Yeah, all right. That's the. There's more activism needed on everybody's level. Hold on just a second. We're going to give you a swell prize. Appreciate your calling and having the right number. Houston is the city in the focus. Mother's Day is in the focus now. You, who are listening carefully to this program, may I give you something, a good reason, in fact, for you to have listened carefully about this deal from the folks at Pro Flowers. Pro Flowers has a special, special deal, and it's something that will only be good for today. Do not think you're going to get this tomorrow, because you will not. Today only, 15 colorful tulips for your mother, plus a free glass vase. They won't be sent today. They'll be sent when you want them to be sent, day before Mother's Day, day of, whatever it is. This is a no-brainer, a duh, winning. You'll be loving your mother when you are sending the Pro Flowers tulips, 15 beautiful tulips, free glass vase, $19.99. That's the deal. And by the way, if you'd like something extra special for $10 more, excuse me, you get the ability to upgrade to 20 tulips and have gourmet chocolates sent along for the ride.
$10?
Good
not
deal.
Bad.
Good until midnight tonight. Do not miss out on this deal. Here's the way to get the tulips for Mom for $19.99. You go to 800-PRO-FLOWERS on the, just pick up the phone, 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Easy. Mention Doug when the lady asks you what you're doing or who you're listening to. Or you can go online to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in D-O-U-G, Doug, proflowers.com, microphone Doug, or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS for the big deal of the day today.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's 13 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and I happy to have Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his daily dose of important medical information. A lot of brain info around, and we're going to check on that. You have to use your brain in almost every way. Sometimes you're using your brain, you don't even know you're using your brain, which is kind of cool. Dr. Ken up on the latest info, including why Digestive Advantage is so good for you. It just isn't about gas and bloating and that sort of thing, discomfort. It's something you ought to take all the time because of the probiotics that are in it, Ken, yes?
The probiotics, they help the body absorb the building blocks for the immune system so the immune system works better, but also they combine enzymes that help the digestive system work more effectively. If you've been to the doctor and you're just suffering from these digestive symptoms that they can't help with traditional medications, try Digestive Advantage. It helps a lot of my patients.
And it's available easily found. The big box stores, a local drugstore all has a digestion section in it. You know, the usual Walgreens, Rite Aid, those places. But you want to find this and you want to use it because it will help you out a great deal. Time for a brain update now. Interesting that you would be presenting us with this information, Ken, because I have in the last 24 hours been given a 14-page treatise on using social media, i.e. Twitter, and using all these apps that are around. We have
Twitter,
a Doug Steffen. What did I say, Twitter? Yeah, that's
okay.
That too. Thank you, Jennifer. All right, so anyway, this stuff, it may not be good for our brain, though, Ken.
This is a study that comes out of the University of California, San Francisco, which is where I finished my training in cardiology in the 1980s, Doug. And not that I added much to the institution, but there's a lot of brilliant trend-setting folks there. And they're often right on. Sometimes they're as wet as can be. But they have published a study very recently showing that excessive use of these devices that we're all becoming used to can actually make us less effective with our brain. They can make it hard for us to focus. They can make it hard for us to convert short-term into long-term memory. And it decreases our attention span. It also makes it hard for us to solve complex puzzles. And the problems that our country's dealing with, we need people who definitely can focus and solve complex problems.
See, I think there's a whole lot of this. I think the cell phone is scrambling the brain as well. And that's the first time I've thought of this. I was thinking as I was on the phone yesterday on the way driving down to New York, all of the time we spend, and I have plugs and all that other stuff.
This is not the radiation. This is just because...
No, I understand.
This is because of multitasking.
Right. I'm just saying this is in a different... Our brains are being attacked.
Exactly.
That's basically what I'm suggesting.
Too much multitasking.
Right. And there are things... before you get Alzheimer's, there's dementia. There's a study out about what sort of things people are going through, if you will, how you can tell whether or not you're getting into one of these pitfalls by the study that's out here today, American Academy of Neurology.
Losing the ability to detect the subtle social cues that help you know when you're being doused with sarcasm or even dissed with a big fat lie may actually, Doug, be an early warning sign of dementia.
What would be an example of that, Ken?
Well, if somebody was making fun of you and you took it seriously.
Ah. Okay. And thin skin equals dementia. There
well,
we go.
They were trying to be funny and just kid you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that they were being mean. They were just trying to be amusing.
Right, exactly. All right, so Weight Watchers, quickly. Jennifer is doing well. Ken's whole family is on Weight Watchers now. Look in your pantry. Do you have Weight Watchers products there? If not...
Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers. What did I say?
Metafast.
Did I say Weight Watchers? That's it. But that's linked to whatever else
we
is going on.
We might have to take
brain.
A breath.
Yeah.
My pantry is filled with many things.
Yeah, that's hope so.
Mine too.
Yeah,
weird.
Right. And mine too.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to
fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
There it is. The Imperial March. The genius of John Williams is not to be left unnoticed here. When you think about the music that came from the Star Wars movies and other music that he's done so well that he set the tone for these movies and the action that was going on at the time, you can just envision the Imperial stormtroopers, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's from Star Wars 3, Revenge of the Sith. Hayden Christensen, who was one of the Star Wars stars, 30 years old today, just a kid when this was being made. It's kind of interesting, huh? Isn't that, this was, Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. This would have been about, what, 1986 or even earlier, right? The Revenge, isn't it? They came out every 2 years starting in 77, so this would have been like 84.
That was the last.
Oh, that's right, too, the last one. Yeah. Excuse me, what's the matter with me? Yeah, there were, there was this.
And to answer that question a lot, but I just want to bring up when you said, you know, I
thank you.
You know,
you make me laugh.
Normally I would say Hayden Christensen on his birthday was a great actor, but I'd be lying.
Yeah, okay, he's not a great actor. But it was the last, so the last one was done, what, 6-7 years ago? How long has it been since then?
Six, 7 years ago.
Right. I was thinking it was the third after The Empire Strikes Back. What was the first one was just called Star Wars. Then it was Empire Strikes Back. Then what was the third one?
Well, technically, after Star Wars was released, they titled it Star Wars A New Hope. Right. Then it was The Empire Strikes Back. Then it was Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. That's it, right. So Revenge of the Sith was the last one. What was the other two prequels were titled what?
Attack of the Clones and then there was Star Wars, I got to think.
Yeah, that too. I got to believe somewhere.
Phantom Menace.
There's got to be somewhere lurking in Lucas's mind another story. He and Spielberg, this has to be another story in there. I'm betting before the two of them kick the bucket, they'll come up with another Star Wars movie. I'm just betting it. It's too lucrative a franchise. Now look at all the money that Lucas is making after releasing these things about 13 times, and people still fall for it.
To answer that question, I would tell you if George Lucas goes to the racetrack and blows his fortune, he'll probably make another one.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Meanwhile, we have a contest today, which features the birthday. One of the actors in this is a well-known actor celebrating his 65th birthday today. Let's see if we can tee this one up. What's the first clue there, Michael?
Is the FBI in the habit of cleaning up after multiple murder?
Yes.
My thing is run by Michael Duva.
800-510-8255. Know what the movie is? Never won before in Movie Moments? Here's your chance. One more clue.
I'm merely a humble butler.
What exactly do you do?
I butler, sir.
The butler. 800-510-8255. All right, here's the last clip. Michael.
Hang on.
All right. But we're going to take a break here or what? All right. Stand by. We'll give you the last clue in a moment.
But this is ridiculous. If he was such a patriotic American, why didn't he just report us to the authorities? He decided to put his information to good use and make a little money out of it. What could be more American than that?
All right.
I love this movie.
You got it? Okay. 800-510-8255. You know what it is? You'll call us now. We'll get you on. First caller with the right answer wins the prize. It's that simple. Chucker will have movie news in 60 seconds on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environments. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, the maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer baking soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
All right, give Chucker some time. The movie was Clue with Tim Curry. All right, Chucker, what's happening?
Okay, Doug, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney set to star in a sci-fi film titled Gravity about an astronaut stranded in outer space. It will be shot this May, shot in 2D, converted into a 3D later on.
Why? All right, that's a good combination. There's good star.